This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Some updates here on what's happening in the state legislature. Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that aims to improve mental health coverage by insurance companies. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Last week, lawmakers on the House Health and Human Services Committee voted unanimously to pass the bipartisan bill. The measure seeks to reduce insurance denials of mental health claims. It would do this by standardizing the definition of a medical necessity for treatment of mental health and substance use conditions. Backers of the measure say it would align criteria for coverage with best practices. According to an analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation, denials involving those conditions make up about a fifth of all medical necessity denials. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Lawmakers are also working to cut down on how much food gets wasted in the state. One proposal would change policies around food donations and food labeling in stores to keep more food out of the landfill. Freshman Democratic Representative Lisa Foray is working on the issue.
Food waste has been a topic of conversation, not just in the House and Senate, but also between the different parties. It's certainly very important to address this, especially with growing inflation and the need to bring food to our table.
There's also work on a bill to provide more paid leave to parents of newborns who need intensive care. Senator Jeff Bridges says the state's leave program doesn't give those families enough time, and that can put them in a tough position, especially if their job is not flexible.
Do I start my leave early? Do I leave my job? How do I maintain some form of sanity, but also being there at the hospital?
Bridges' bill would expand the extra leave available for parents of newborns with complications by an additional 8 weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC.